In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is designed to serve as a companion piece to the book True Philippine Ghost Stories, Book 1, and its narrative. It aims to enrich the experience of the original work without the intention of infringing upon any copyrights held by the author or publisher. We have taken care to respect the intellectual property rights associated with the book, ensuring that this content aligns with the spirit of the original material while adhering to legal standards. Episode 9. Doppelganger by Gianna G. Maniego.
Have you ever caught a glimpse of yourself out of the corner of your eye, only to realize there's no mirror nearby? Or has someone ever sworn they saw you somewhere you know you've never been? These unsettling experiences might make you wonder, is it possible that we each have an exact double wandering the world? And if so, what does it mean when our paths cross with these mysterious doppelgangers? Well, I am Mark, and you are listening to True Philippine Ghost Stories Podcast. Today, we delve into the chilling realm of doppelgangers. Those enigmatic doubles that have haunted folklore and urban legends for centuries. Our story, Doppelganger, penned by Gianna G. Maniego, comes from the pages of True Philippine Ghost Stories Book 1, specifically pages 44 to 49. This tale will challenge our perceptions of reality and make us question the very nature of our existence. Before we dive into our main story, let's explore the concept of doppelgangers. The term doppelganger originates from German, literally meaning double walker. In the supernatural realm, a doppelganger is often described as a ghostly double or shadow self that accompanies every human being throughout their life. These ethereal entities are believed to be invisible to their human counterparts, typically standing behind them and never casting a reflection. Folklore suggests that doppelgangers provide sympathetic company and offer advice, either by implanting ideas or through a form of osmosis. Fortunately, the late Michael Benjamin Sontrast won't offer these guys any of their advice. However, the presence of a doppelganger isn't always benign. In many cultures, it's considered extremely bad luck to encounter your own doppelganger. While these entities are often described as mischievous and sometimes malicious, they reportedly never reveal themselves to friends or relatives of the person they mimic, as this would cause great confusion. With this eerie backdrop in mind, let's turn our attention to the story of Anita Rodriguez, a young woman whose skepticism about the supernatural is about to be severely tested. Anita Rodriguez, the skeptic. Our protagonist, Anita Rodriguez, a pseudonym, embodies the quintessential skeptic. Despite growing up in New Manila's Baliti Drive, an area notorious for its haunted reputation, Anita has always dismissed ghost stories and urban legends as flights of fancy. Imagine, if you will, the tree-lined streets of Baliti Drive. The ancient Baliti trees with their gnarled trunks and sprawling aerial roots cast eerie shadows under the dim streetlights. Whispers of ghostly encounters have long circulated among the residents, but Anita has remained steadfastly unimpressed by these tales. Now in her 20s and working as a successful graphic artist, Anita has even less time for supernatural nonsense. Her policy on ghosts is simple and unwavering. Don't know, don't see, don't care. Little does she know that her resolute disbelief is about to be shaken to its very core. Little does she know is about to be transformed into a dread unwanted visitor, and it's time to show it. A story begins to unfold at a family gathering in the big house in West Triangle. It's Lolo Jaime's birthday, and the Rodriguez clan has come together to celebrate. The air is filled with the aroma of lechon and the sound of laughter and conversation. As Anita makes her way to the buffet table, her cousin Jessica approaches her with an unexpected question. "What do you want? I can make it." "Hey, honey, did you bring it?" Anita's blank expression speaks volumes. "Why?" She responds, clearly confused. "Posse's photography? Who are you?" Jessica, slightly annoyed, reminds Anita of a phone conversation they supposedly had the previous day. According to Jessica, she had called Anita around lunchtime to ask for an album containing photos from their cousin Eliza's debut. Anita had allegedly agreed to bring the album to the party. But here's where things take a turn for the strange. Anita insists that there was no one in her house the previous day. Her parents were in Cebu. The maid was on vacation, and Anita herself had spent the night at her best friend Tony's place. "So, I went to her room to lie down." Jessica is left speechless, her mouth hanging open in disbelief. Who, then, had she spoken to on the phone? Who had answered in Anita's voice, complaining about being interrupted while cooking carbonara for lunch? This incident plants the first seed of doubt in Anita's mind. Could there be something to these supernatural occurrences after all? Our story continues at another social gathering, this time a party where Anita and her best friend Tony are in attendance. As they arrive, Tony makes a beeline for the dessert table, while Anita lingers behind to greet some friends she hasn't seen in a while. Imagine the scene, a bustling party, the air filled with the hum of conversation and laughter. Tony stands at the buffet table, savoring a scoop of ube ice cream. Suddenly, she feels a tap on her shoulder. Anita, or so it seems. This Anita asks for a taste of the ice cream, exclaiming that ube is her favorite. Tony notices that her friend has changed her shirt, to which Anita casually replies that the other one was too tight. After finishing Tony's ice cream, this version of Anita wanders off to join the crowd on the patio. Just as Tommy is about to enjoy another scoop of ice cream, she feels another tap on her shoulder. To her shock, it's Anita again. But this time, Anita is wearing her original shirt and claims she's just arrived at the buffet table after spending time with their friends Chino and Mark in the living room. This Anita expresses her dislike for ube ice cream, completely contradicting the behavior of the Anita Tony had just interacted with moments ago. When Tony tries to explain what happened, Anita is baffled and insists she's been with their friends the whole time. The two friends, now thoroughly spooked, flee the dining room. But the question lingers. Who was the Anita that ate Tony's ice cream? The incident that finally shatters Anita's skepticism occurs in the early hours of the morning, as she and her cousins Eliza and Jessica are returning from a night out in Makati. Picture this. It's around 4 a.m., and the streets of New Manila are shrouded in pre-dawn darkness. The three young women, slightly tipsy but still coherent, are trying to sneak into Anita's house without waking her mother. As they approach the front door, Anita realizes she's forgotten her key. Reluctantly, she instructs Eliza to ring the doorbell, hoping that their household help, Manang, will be the one to answer. Just as Eliza is about to press the doorbell, the door swings open on its own. Anita, thinking nothing of it, urges her cousin to enter, but Eliza remains frozen in place, her arm cold to the touch, and falling into a silence. When Anita peers at her cousin's face, what she sees sends a chill down her spine. Eliza's expression is one of pure horror, all color drained from her face. She points mutely at the open door before collapsing in a dead faint. When Eliza regains consciousness, she's trembling and pale. In a stuttering voice, she recounts what she saw. I was about to ring the doorbell, like you said, Annie. When suddenly the door opened on its own, thinking it was Manang waiting up for us, I stepped up to it. I was about to greet whoever opened the door, but when I looked up, it was your face I saw right in front of me. The three girls, now thoroughly terrified, flee to the bedroom to hide under the covers. For Anita, this encounter marks the end of her skepticism. She can no longer deny the existence of the supernatural, particularly the chilling reality of her own doppelganger.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Now that we've delved into Anita's unsettling experiences, let's take a closer look at the phenomenon of doppelgangers and how it relates to Filipino folklore and broader cultural contexts. Gianna G. Maniego, the author of Doppelganger, employs several effective narrative techniques to build suspense and create a sense of unease. Gradual revelation. The story unfolds through a series of increasingly bizarre incidents, slowly chipping away at Anita's skepticism and the reader's sense of reality. Contrast. The author juxtaposes Anita's initial skepticism with the supernatural events, heightening the impact of each encounter. Use of dialogue. The conversations between characters add authenticity to the story and help convey the confusion and fear experienced by the protagonists. Climactic build-up. The final encounter at Anita's house serves as a chilling climax, leaving both the characters and readers with a sense of lingering dread. While doppelgangers are not unique to Filipino folklore, the concept aligns with several beliefs in Philippine mythology. Capre. These tree-dwelling creatures are said to sometimes take on the appearance of humans, similar to how Anita's doppelganger mimicked her. Capadavid. Tikbalan. These horse-like creatures are known for their shape-shifting abilities, often using human forms to confuse travelers. Aswang. The story setting in Bailey Drive is particularly significant. Bailey trees are often associated with supernatural entities in Filipino folklore, making them a perfect backdrop for a tale of doppelgangers. The concept of doppelgangers taps into several universal psychological themes. Fear of the unknown. The idea that there could be an exact copy of oneself wandering the world is deeply unsettling. When you realize that the only way for you to find out about this sort of thing is wait and see. Identity crisis. Doppelganger stories often force characters to question their own identity and uniqueness. Loss of control. Uncanny Valley. The almost but not quite human nature of doppelgangers triggers a sense of unease known as the Uncanny Valley Effect. Oh, the concept of doppelgangers is not unique to Filipino or even German folklore. Similar ideas can be found in various cultures. Ancient Egyptian Ka. The Egyptians believed in a spiritual double called the Ka that would live on after death. Norse Vardager. In Norwegian folklore, a Vardager is a spirit predecessor that performs a person's actions in advance. Just as it's very proper to do so by putting your shoes on the other foot, Vardager loses power over their Celtic Fetch. In Irish folklore, the Fetch is a supernatural double, often seen as an omen of death. These cross-cultural similarities suggest that the fear of encountering one's double taps into a deep-seated human anxiety about identity and mortality. Gianna G. Maniego's Doppelganger is a masterclass in building tension and creating an atmosphere of creeping dread. Let's examine some of the story's strengths and areas for improvement. Aged quite well. A relatable protagonist. Anita's initial skepticism makes her a relatable character for many readers, especially those who might be skeptical of supernatural phenomena themselves. Do you think? Gradual. Build up. The story's progression from minor incidents to the final chilling encounter effectively draws readers in and maintains suspense. He has troubled sleeping for months because, in his dreams, he can see his old lover kissing him. Finally, he crawls back into bed and sleeps what passes for a slumber. Use of local setting, the incorporation of well-known locations like Belito Drive, adds authenticity and grounds the supernatural elements in a familiar context for Filipino readers. Dialogue and characterization. The conversations between characters feel natural and help to establish their personalities and relationships. In my book, the crew seems to really get along, and it is portrayed critically, which makes it even more touching. Areas for improvement. Deeper exploration of consequences. The story could have delved deeper into how these encounters affected Anita's life and relationships beyond the immediate shock. Cultural context. While the story touches on Filipino settings, it could have incorporated more specific elements of Filipino folklore related to doppelgangers or similar entities. Resolution. The story ends rather abruptly after the final encounter. A brief epilogue exploring how Anita coped with her newfound belief in the supernatural could have provided more closure. For me, the most chilling moment in the story is undoubtedly the final encounter at Anita's house. The image of Eliza's horrified face and her stuttering description of seeing Anita's face at the door is genuinely unsettling. It's a moment that lingers in the mind long after finishing the story. Compared to other stories in the True Philippine Ghost Stories series, Doppelganger stands out for its focus on a single type of supernatural phenomenon. While many stories in the collection deal with various ghosts or spirits, this tale's laser focus on the concept of the doppelganger allows for a deeper exploration of the psychological horror associated with encountering one's double. For the moment, though, I just want to acknowledge that the title of Steel Wins One. As we come to the end of our exploration of Doppelganger by Gianna G. Maniego, it's time to reflect on the unsettling questions this story raises. How well do we really know ourselves? What would it mean to come face to face with an exact copy of our own being? And perhaps, most disturbingly, how can we be sure that the person we see in the mirror is really us? Star rating, 4 out of 5 stars. I give Doppelganger 4 out of 5 stars for its effective build-up of tension, relatable protagonist, and chilling climax. The story successfully challenges our perceptions of reality and leaves us with a lingering sense of unease. While it could have delved deeper into Filipino folklore and provided more resolution, it remains a standout entry in the True Philippine Ghost Story series. The Puku is. In our next episode, we'll be diving into Visions at Vinzon's Hall by Joel P. Salud. What secrets lie within the halls of this mysterious place? What visions await us, and what truths will they reveal? Tune in to find out. Have you ever had an experience that made you question the nature of reality? Have you or someone you know ever encountered what seemed to be a doppelganger? We'd love to hear your stories. Share them with us on our social media pages or leave a comment on our website. Don't forget to follow the True Philippine Ghost Stories podcast for more chilling tales from the Philippines and beyond. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a rating and review. It helps other ghost story enthusiasts find our show. Remember, the next time you catch a glimpse of yourself in an unexpected place, you might want to look twice. After all, in the world of the supernatural, things are not always as they seem. This is Mark, signing off from the True Philippine Ghost Stories podcast. Until next time, keep your eyes open, your mind sharp, and remember, sometimes the most terrifying stories are the ones that hit closest to home.
You love to travel? Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.